Dr. Ambree Massoud travels around Montana talking about her Muslim faith. In Big Sky Country, Muslims make up a very small part of the population, only about half of 1%. That makes Massoud's work even more important. Massoud, who is a professor at Montana State University Billings, has teamed up with Humanities Montana, a nonprofit that sponsors civic-minded presentations to give speeches to schools and communities. Today, Massoud will be in Ennis and, as with other discussions, wants to build bridges. For instance, she tells audiences that Muslims, Christians, and Jews all worship the same God. She says understanding is the best tool to fight hatred.
Sometimes we get scared, and then if we don't have knowledge about the scary object, we tend to hold grudge or bitterness, and that bitterness leads to blind hate. And then that just complicates our own lives also.
Massoud will also talk about how Muslims pray and dispel some of the myths of her faith. Her presentation, Cultural Diversity and Muslims in America, starts at 6 p.m. in the Madison Valley Public Library. Around the country, Muslims face discrimination that often plays on stereotypes. Massoud uses the turban as an example. She says men of the Sikh faith often are harassed for being Muslims because they wear turbans. But Massoud says this headwear is cultural and equates to a fashion style ubiquitous in Montana.
It's a symbol of pride, just like a cowboy's belt buckle is a symbol of pride. The bigger the buckle, the stronger the rodeo rider, that kind of a thing. That is how a turban is in some cultures. So turban is a cultural thing. It's not related to religion.
Massoud moved to Montana in 2009 and says this is home for her and her three kids. That was solidified in the wake of President Donald Trump's travel ban. Massoud wanted to travel to visit her family in Pakistan, but wasn't assured she could get back into this country.
I couldn't go back, couldn't afford to go back to visit my family. And then my colleagues here at MSUB and just people in a community, my friends, they became my support network. They became my family. And I'm resilient today. I'm doing well today because of them.
Massoud says she's received as much love in Montana as she would in Pakistan. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.